2012 Maine Band Directors Concert Band Festival. Our adjudicators this year are Casey Goodwin of the University of New Hampshire, James Miller, University of Massachusetts, Jean Pollard, University of Rhode Island, Terry White, who is a retired Maine band director and professional composer and arranger. The next band to perform will be the Brunswick Junior High School, under the which is the wind ensemble, under the direction of Heidi Anderson, and they will be doing Rolling Thunder by Henry Fillmore, arranged by Calvin Custer, Rain by Brian Balmages, and Hadrian's Wall by Robert W. Smith.
Good afternoon, this is Gene Pollard, University of Rhode Island. Listening to you perform, making comments that I hope are constructive and helpful. This is Rolling Thunder. Good old Henry Fillmore March. Yeah. Need to have those 16th notes really project. Yeah, you need to really hear that. You're going into the second stanza. Duddle-duddle-dump. The short notes need to be shorter. As we say, by the short notes shorter, the long notes longer. In this case, you need to play the short notes shorter. Melodic line more, project it. Okay, not bad. You just need to project the shorter notes, the smaller notes in this particular case, so that you can really hear. There you go. Articulation of those 16th notes all the way through, no matter whether there's two or three of them in a row or four or five of them in a row. They have to be as articulate as possible. Okay, this is Brian Balmages, Rain. Now, this is a very different style and mood. When you're doing this crescendo in the first couple of bars, what you need to hear most of the crescendo coming from is the B flat and the trombone, and then when the tuba comes in, the baritone comes in, that B flat, and the tuba, same way. The crescendo comes mostly from the lower instruments and less from the other upper instruments. Otherwise, it gets kind of a strident sound. They did the 16th notes again. It was good in the trumpets. Yeah, we need to hear the trombone baritone lick bar 23. 16th notes. Better. Deedle-da, you gotta hear the 16ths. Yeah, listen to the intonation on that note. Good sound in the flutes and upper woodwinds. More breath support will help. Yeah, watch your conductor. There's a little accelerando through here. Now you're together. Pretty good sounding chord there. Nice job. Okay, that's a great piece to work on because of all the sustained notes and the little dynamic changes that take place in there, so you can learn a lot musically from that piece. So glad you played that. It's got a lot of neat things going on in it, and that's you can learn a lot from that piece for sure. Okay. Adrian's Wall, Robert Smith. Thank you. Again, need to hear the 16th notes. Can't hear the 16th notes. They're really important because they move you into the next bar. Actually, they belong, in this particular case, the 16th notes belong to the next bar, which would be bar 17, bar 19. You want to lead into that. Da-da-da-da-da. I would even crescendo into the... So you need to project that counter melody. That's the name of the game right there. Okay, pretty good percussion playing. Nice job. Same thing in the trumpets. Very good. Very good trumpets. Articulate. Ta, 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 ta-ga-dat. Articulate those 16th notes. Articulate them. Particularly 16th notes in the upper woodwinds. Ti ta ga da ti da da da. Yeah. Need to be even more articulate. Ta 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 ga da ta ta ta. Watch, play like an ensemble. Think the pulsations all the way through here. Cantabile means song-like, so you have to think you're singing this. Carefully intonation. A lot of counter melodies going on here, which are really important. So the whole flow has to come together, just have a flow all of the way through the piece. A good intonation on that concert D. Actually, it's concert B flat. I take it all back. Dynamics in the brass, which are very different from the dynamics in the woodwind. Think the pulsations all the way through in your mind. Time types. Ta, ta. Yeah, the quarter notes should have a little decay on them so that the loudest part is the beginning. Ta, ta. Like striking a chime, like that young lady's doing in the back. intonation. Okay. You need to work on the projection and the articulation of the 16th notes. It's good from the beat from the end. Ta-ga-da, 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 ta. You really do have to hear those, be it in the upper woodwinds, in the percussion section, wherever it happens to be, you need to hear them. And then when you have the 147, really short staccatos. And don't overblow. And work on what we call bell tone accents, which happen throughout this piece. But if we just take a look at the measure 139, you have those quarter notes that are bell tone accents, and you need to the loudest part is the beginning of the quarter note, and then there's a quick decay, ba, ba, ba. Okay, and that's even what the accent looks like. It looks like a diminuendo, and that's what it is. Da, 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 da. And then you hear the 16th notes, da, 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 da. And you need it's legato, but you need to snap those fingers down so you hear the articulation of the 16th notes on the end of that bar. Okay, good job, for junior high band, middle school band. Doing some really nice things. Great choice of pieces. I love them. And so congratulations. Thanks for coming.